All right, Kyle Webster, man. I don't. You were the fucking hero today. Like, dude, look how many guys you passed. That's incredible. Great job.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was too many. The first turn got me twice, so I'm bummed. But, no, I'm stoked, you know. It just shows all the work that we've done this year with the Beatons crew. And back at home especially, you know, you got to build up to this. And I can't thank everyone back there enough. And obviously the boys for having me the last 6 weeks. The Honda guys here for allowing me to use all this equipment. And everyone behind the scenes, these guys, you know, they all make it possible. Just the fundraising that goes towards this is so good.
So last year you were coming in a bit injured and it was a rougher day, rain and shit, right? So that wasn't great. But today you had to fucking pass half the field. So which one was better for you? I don't know.
I think this year was better for me, just feeling more like myself. But just shitty circumstances.
Lots of roosted.
Yeah, lots of roost, lots of passing. And I guess, yeah, it was a hard day, but I felt like, honestly, I gave it everything that I had, left it all out there. And
I think you went 6-4 in the 250 class or something, so, like, not bad.
Yeah, not too bad from last, both races. I think, you know, the guys here are solid. It's the best in the world. There's all the dudes from Europe. It's a pretty cool feeling.
I was asking Lars about Hymus's bike that you rode, and he said that you were like, yeah, man, this thing is fucking awesome. Don't touch it.
Yeah, I didn't change anything. I got on there, used chances, lever position, bar position, and away we went.
Really? Okay.
We did the same thing last year as well. Yeah.
Okay. So didn't touch a thing?
No, not really, which is cool.
So were you pretty confident, or were you panicking out there, like, a little bit? Like, how was the mood when you picked your bike up?
Oh, you know, when you crash in the first turn, your initial thought is, oh, shit, every single time. But I got up quicker the second time, which was nice, and made some faster passes, but I think it sort of just locks you in a little more as well when you know you got to give it absolutely everything to the very end. And once you start rolling through and taking some guys off, it definitely boosts the morale a little bit. So,
did you have some spots where you could get 450s at, like kind of like spots?
I had a couple spots on the track that I knew I could get some passes. There were some sneaky lines that were sort of not formed up yet, but man, it was really hard to pass some of the 450 guys.
Cool, man. Well, hey, awesome job. You really were. I told Berner you're the hero of the team. Never mind those fucking brothers. You worked your ass off, so thanks, man.
Thank you very much, and appreciate
thanks,
it.
Kyle.